A lot of kids and a lot of parents dealing with anxiety surrounding back to school. It's happening very, very soon. I know, you know, the province and the districts are releasing their plans, and a lot of parents are looking at those plans going, I don't know. This isn't bringing me much comfort.
No, absolutely. Like, one of the things for me, because my daughter is 3 and a half, she's going into preschool. A lot of people are saying, like, oh, you've trusted the process all along. Just why can't you just keep trusting it? Well, this is my daughter.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little bit different. And when they said trust it, they were saying trust us when we say stay home. And now they're saying trust us when we say go out. Feels like a bit of a mixed message, doesn't it, Emily?
Yeah. Well, that's what fear does. Fear can really be confusing. There's a lot of, like, inner dialogue. And so if you're listening to that kind of, like, really kind of, like, manic, bouncing back and forth thought process in your mind, it does feel scary.
Yeah.
Because there's no, you're on quicksand, kind of. There's no, like, stable foundation for you to stand on.
Yeah, we are joined by anxiety coach and spiritual guide Emily Clark. I should say anxiety coach extraordinaire,
yeah.
Because honestly, I've worked with Emily just a little bit, and she's helped me through the smallest things can make the biggest difference is what I've learned when it comes to anxiety and the way you're thinking. And it's just, Emily gives you that perspective of like, oh, okay, like,
yeah.
That was easy.
And
not that it's easy, but it's the smallest little things that make all the difference.
For sure. And we were talking before the last song here about how this is this thing that's both been lurking in the background for years and years and years, and nobody talked about it. But now it's also because of where we're at in 2020. It seems like it's everywhere. Like, I have it, Les, you've talked. Everyone you know is suffering from anxiety of some degree right now.
And again, it is a normal human emotion, and you're totally safe to feel it. And truthfully, if you want to bask in that suffering, you do you, boo. Like the Buddha says, you have an eternity to suffer if you want. But if you don't, let's make that change. Let's make that change. Just asking for help is such a miracle, and it's so beautiful what you can receive.
And I think even recognizing that it is anxiety is kind of what you're dealing with, because I think it takes so many shapes and so many forms, and you can feel anxiety. Like, you know, I don't mind being honest. A lot of my anxiety was, I have a lot of sleep anxiety. I have issues with insomnia, and I know a lot of that is now related to anxiety surrounding sleep. And
right.
It's so crazy, because I thought, for the longest time, I was like, what's wrong with me? I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I can't sleep certain times. I don't know why my brain won't shut off. And then I realized, like, there's not anything wrong with me. It's just these patterns that I've created through this sleep anxiety. Okay, Emily, we have some questions from some listeners regarding school. So we want to get to those, because we want to be able to help some people out. So Sarah in Delta says, can you tell me a few quick tips or tricks for instantly calming anxiety?
So the first thing you want to do, Sarah, is we need to identify why you're suffering. Because if we don't know why the anxiety keeps coming up in your life, we're never going to get some forward momentum and healing for you. So the first place that I always take everybody is understanding why you're suffering in the moment. So many of my students say that this really easy method instantly calms them down and also gives them a, like, more loving perspective. So the first thing that you want to do, Sarah, is you want to drop from your head into your heart, and you just want to, like, really love yourself and give yourself permission to understand your feelings. And so what you want to do is go, okay, why am I feeling anxious right now? I call it my why method, because you might have to ask yourself why, like, 5 times before you get the answer. But the answer will always come down to I'm not enough, I'm not lovable, or I'm not safe. All fears can usually come down to those ones. And so what you want to do in that moment is ask yourself, okay, why do I feel anxious? Because I have to get in the car. Okay, why does that make me feel anxious? Because I got to go on the highway. Okay, why does that make me feel anxious? Because we're going to be doing a buck 20, or maybe like 110, I don't know. And it's fast. And what if I have to move, or what if something happens and I can't get away from it? I'm going really fast. Okay, why does that make you feel anxious? Because it makes me feel scary.
You're saying, Emily, just keep asking the question why until you get to the answer.
And eventually you'll get down, like the driving one, that one comes down to I'm not safe. Like, I'm not going to be okay. This isn't going to be okay. So we need to understand what you're operating from so that you can instantly go, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just really afraid of this right now, and that's okay.
So recognizing kind of what the fear is helps calm the anxiety.
Yeah, because then your ego, that fearful voice in your mind, can't enroll you into that really scary, negative, limiting story of there's something wrong with me. Because when I was suffering from anxiety, I thought the same thing.
Okay, Renee in Cloverdale. Renee says, so my kids are ready to go back to school. They're totally fine. They think they don't really understand what's going on, but I have something inside of me telling me not to send them. Should I listen to that? Is that my intuition or is it just my anxiety?
Good question. In the beginning, when you start understanding your anxiety and healing it, there will be this trust-building time period. And so that's where you learn how to trust your intuition. And this is so important, especially for women. We actually have a bigger part in our brain that's responsible for intuition. It is our guiding light. And so if she has, it's important to understand, is she not sending them to school because she's afraid of like the outcome, or she feels like she won't be able to properly like make her kids safe? Or is this just this feeling in her body where she's like, you know what, this just isn't in alignment. I don't feel like I need to send my kids back to school. Let's just wait this out. Like, I would rather they stay at home.
Yeah, so, I think there's almost like that mama bear mentality, too, that probably kicks in a bit, too.
But also your brain would say, well, I feel like the right thing to do, like they need to, my kids need to learn. They need to, you would be, they're telling us all the time, oh, the socialization is so important. Like, I feel conflicted about that, you know?
You're right. And socialization is super important for humans, but right now I don't think we're being called to necessarily do that. If we look at what's going on with the energy of the planet right now, we're flipping from hard masculine energy into very soft, loving feminine energy. And so that feminine energy is very healing for the human body, and we're being called to do some healing right now. I mean, look at what's going on in the world. And so the more you can spend time in that healing energy and maybe socialize a little bit less and spend time with the people who you love, I think that that's going to be equally appealing.
Well, this has been absolutely amazing. Now, Emily, I know you work one-on-one with your students. So if someone is interested in getting in touch with you to maybe get a little bit more one-on-one help, where can we find you?
Absolutely. Instagram's the easiest place. I'm on the DMs all the time. And it's just Instagram.com/loveyouranxiety.
Instagram.com/loveyouranxiety. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Emily.
Thank you.